USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in more than a year. The central bank has put a temporary halt to its aggressive rate hikes previously employed to address inflation concerns. Former President Trump says the charges brought against him by a federal grand jury in Florida amount to a political attack.
During a rally in New Jersey last night, Trump said he's not being prosecuted, he's being persecuted.
This is called election interference and yet another attempt to rig and steal a presidential election. More importantly, it's a political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation.
Trump said the Presidential Records Act gave him the right to possess the records he had at Mar-a-Lago. The federal grand jury indictment claims Trump was storing them at his Florida residents against the law. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is speaking out in support of Special Counsel Jack Smith amid Donald Trump's federal indictment. Garland emphasized that Smith's dedication to integrity and the rule of law without commenting directly on the case.
It underscores the Justice Department's commitment to both independence and accountability.
Trump facing charges of mishandling classified documents. Millions of Americans in the South are preparing for additional severe weather. Forecasters anticipate heavy thunderstorms from Texas to South Carolina until Thursday, cautioning travelers about reduced visibility due to flooding. Frozen fruit products sold at major retailers in more than 30 states are being recalled due to a potential hepatitis A contamination. Willamette Valley Fruit Company, based in Oregon, has issued the recall for specific packages of frozen sliced strawberries, mixed fruit, and antioxidant fruit blend. The affected products were available at Walmart, Costco, and HEB stores. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A new Gallup poll reveals that a record-high 69% of U.S. adults support legality of first-trimester abortions. Support for access to abortions in the second and third trimesters has also reached all-time highs, with 37% and 22% respectively. However, opinions are nearly evenly split when it comes to the overall legality of abortion, with 49% favoring limited or complete illegality, while 47% support its availability in most or all cases. After more than two decades as America's best-selling beer, Bud Light has lost its position at the top. The dip in sales comes after a boycott over the beer's partnership with a transgender influencer.
Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender activist and actress, showed off a personalized can of the beer on Instagram that the company had sent her as part of a promotion. Conservatives, from politicians to celebrities, immediately called for a boycott. It quickly aired new ads, which prominently featured American imagery like the U.S. flag. But it seems it wasn't enough to change the minds of those who boycotted the beer. The top spot now belongs to beer Modelo Especial. Gabrielle Fami, New York.
Prosecutors allege that the individual in charge of the prop gun during the Rust film shooting, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, was likely hungover while handling the weapon. That's according to court documents. Prosecutors further state that Gutierrez Reed had a habit of drinking and smoking marijuana at night after each day's filming. That shooting occurred in October 2021. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.